Sota, per Gimel Mishnah Hay 3:5. Previous Mishnah had discussed how a woman's schus from Talmud Torah, or supporting Talmud Torah, could stave off the effects of her drinking the water for 1 or 2 or even 3 years. Here the Mishnah continues to have a machlokas tanaim regarding that point. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein zechus tola b'mayim hamarim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if she has chus, that won't delay the consequences of drinking the bitter waters. And he says it just simply can't, for two good reasons. It would undermine the whole process. First of all, the imata omer haschus tola b'mayim hamarim. If you say that, if you would say, says Rabbi Shimon, that her chus would allow for a delay of the onset of the effects of the water, so you have two negative consequences. First of all, madhe ata es hamayim b'fnei kol hanashim hashosos. First of all, you would remove, dim the sort of the luster. You would, madhe means to take away like the brightness of something. So you would take away from the potency, the psychological potency of the waters, because if women see that people aren't dying from drinking them, so they're not going to be afraid of them anymore, that won't motivate them to confess, that won't motivate them to be chaste and so on. So you really sort of undermine this whole process. And furthermore, umotzi ata shem ra al kol hataharos shishasu. You inadvertently put a bad name out to all the innocent women who drink. Sheomrim tameosen, because people, like say the women who drink who were guilty but don't experience the effects immediately, or even know that the zechus can delay the onset of the consequence of drinking it. So people will say that those women who drank and had no ill effects and were actually innocent, people say, no, they were guilty. They were guilty of adultery. Elisha shetalsa lehen zechus. It's just that because they had other merits of Talmud Torah, so the onset of the punishment is delayed. And therefore, you make everyone think badly about those women, and that, of course, is terrible. So because of that, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it can't be, it won't work, that there is a zechus that allows for a delay of the onset of the consequence of drinking of the mayim hamarim. However, Rebbe, this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the author of the Mishnah, he says, and this is the opinion which is codified in the Rambam, he says, sort of a middle position, he says, no, a person can have zechus. Omer has, he says, hazechus tola b'mayim hamarim. He says those waters impact are delayed for a woman who has zechus, even by 1, 2, or 3 years. It's just that means that her death is delayed. But from the very beginning, ve'en yoledes, from the very beginning, from when she drinks the water, the effects kick in as much as, first of all, she'll never have a child again. But more than that, ve'ena mashbachas, she starts to get sick and never gets any better. And furthermore, ela misnavna v'holeches, just she sort of like starts to like shrivel up, you know, to decay, to fall apart, and get worse and worse and worse. So she starts out getting sick, and she gets sicker and sicker and sicker. And lasof, at the very end, after that 1 or 2 or 3 years, he mesa ba'osa misa, she dies of the very same death that is prescribed for all guilty sotos, meaning her stomach distends, her thigh falls. So the point is, says Rebbe, the delay in the onset of the efficacy of the drinking of the waters is to delay in her death. But she starts to slowly sort of unravel internally from the very beginning. She never improves from there. She just slowly gets worse and worse and worse until she dies this very unusual death. And that being the case, ostensibly, sort of, Rebbe addresses both the concerns that Rebbe Shimon had. First of all, she will know, and people who are looking at her, who are sensitive to it, if she lets them give a window into what she's experiencing internally, will know that the waters are affected from the outset, so they won't come to, you know, not take them seriously. And more than that, since she's showing signs right away of her beginning to moving towards her death and having the consequence of the waters, so therefore other women who are innocent, who didn't have such an experience, won't be suspected of being guilty after all. And again, like I said, the halacha, as the Rambam paskens it and codifies it, is like here, like Rebbe, that indeed the symptoms kick in right away and never improve until she does die that terrible death that's unique to the Sota, but that death could come in 1 or 2 or 3 years, depending on how much schus she has from Talmud Torah.